Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, and my service is often done in both in person and also via Skype or telephone calls. Now, just quickly about myself, my work, my specialty is in working with the past life regression, work with shadow self, working with your inner child, your confidence, your focus, your stress, and anything that's related to changing and improving your behavior. And another part of my practice, which I often work with groups of people or my students, is teaching in the area of metaphysics and also the healing arts, such as intuitive development and also energy healing, such as Kundalini Reiki and Yusui Reiki. Now, today the show is about communicating and healing with your Holy Trinity. And some of you may raise this question, what is this Holy Trinity that you are communicating with? All right, so I'm going to explain a little bit what Holy Trinity is in this show, okay, because we all understand about Holy Trinity in the religion study. But the Holy Trinity in this show is all about our feminine self, our masculine self, and our higher soul or oversoul. And we all have this in every one of us. And basically, it's just the essence or the energy that we all carry within. We all have this yin and yang, which is our masculine and feminine, and we all have this higher self, or actually is really who we are, the higher frequency or aspect of who we are, that we are often forget to connect with. All right? So we all have this in all of us, and oftentimes we don't realize that we have ability to go inward and connect with this, what I call consciousness, the consciousness of our feminine self and the masculine self. All right? If we begin to do so by going within and communicating with our own trinity, our feminine masculine self, our higher self, our soul, we will bring about much understanding of who we really are and really, really be able to activate a lot of our self-awareness within the self. And therefore, we will be able to really come into fully balance of our heart and our mind, which is, again, back into our yin and yang or our masculine feminine self. So basically, our masculine self is our logic, our thought, our thinking, our mind. And our feminine also represents our heart, our emotions. All right? And oftentimes, most of us are not living in the balance. We don't live in the moment. We don't live in the middle. So our heart, our mind, or our yin and yang are not in alignment. So oftentimes we go through a lot of stress, you know, the way life goes. So what happens is that we tend to just kind of, what I call is, you know, living in a very unbalanced lifestyle. We tend to get lost through our path. Especially nowadays, you know, what's been going on with the energy that's been affecting a lot of us. A lot of us have gone through a lot of shifting and life changing. So why is it important to connect with our Trinity? It is so important, like I have mentioned before, in order for us to really live in a balanced, harmonious, and joyful life, we really need to go in and connect to who we are. And this is one of the methods. Communicating with our Trinity, we'll be able to allow ourselves to really find out who we are. Okay? But just quickly, you know, before I go further, I would like to just go ahead and introduce one of my practitioners, Trinity practitioner. Her name is Erica. She's the only one on today. Normally I have two or three of the practitioner on the call. So, Erica, I would like to ask you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the listener to the show. Erica, you may have to unmute your phone call Are you there?
I am there, here.
Beautiful, Erica. Beautiful. How are you, Erica?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, beautiful. And thank you for being here and sharing your beautiful time, beautiful energy by, you know, being here and, you know, offer your time to do this free reading and healing for those who call in. And again, those who would like to get a free reading and healing, please call in because I can take a few more people if you call in right now. I may not be able to answer your call right away, but just hang on. All right. So, Erica, please kindly introduce yourself. Besides being a Trinity practitioner, you learned from me. Please go ahead and just kind of talk about yourself a little bit so the listeners will know who you are, what you have to offer with what you do here. You can even tell the listener what you're going to do with this reading so, you know, they can get an idea what they'll get.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, I describe myself as a psychic medium, mainstream rebel, holistic goddess, mentor, and lover of all things sparkly. I love mediumship, but I have been doing these Holy Trinity readings. I read angel tarot cards. I am a Reiki master teacher in several healing modalities as well as crystal healing. And you can find me at www.ericaantonetti.com. I'm on Facebook and, Twitter. So I'm all over the place. You can always find me if you want a personal reading.
I like that, all over the places. That's beautiful. She'll be, you know, you can easily find her because she's everywhere, even on YouTube, right? You're on YouTube as well.
Yes.
So I
yes.
can say that. Right, right. So now, you know, with the Trinity reading and healing today, this is a very unique technique. And, you know, she's going to connect with your conscious mind and your subconscious or your feminine and masculine self as well as your oversoul. Okay? And this is going to be beautiful. For those who just call in, please hang on. You'll be able to get the reading when it gets to your turn. I'm going to be turn on your phone. But in the meantime, so just be patient and hang on. In the meantime, just a little bit about this show, the Trinity, what it is about. This is one of the beautiful, fast, fantastic techniques that I have discovered a year ago and through my teaching. And so I have begun to teach my students how to connect to their own Trinity. So the first thing you need to know or you need to do is to be able to connect to your own Trinity, your own conscious being and your own subconscious being or your consciousness, you know, or what I call this, every part of your energy, your being, your heart and mind is also consciousness. So you can communicate with everything, even yourself, your organs, your body, you can do that. So what happened is that once you begin to connect, you go inward and begin to connect with each of them, you will begin to awaken every consciousness, every part of your soul or every part of your being. You will begin to what I call awaken and really expand your consciousness or your awareness. You'll begin to really, truly connect to who you are and really, really see a big difference in your life. This is what it's going to get to you, where you're going to become more intuitive, extreme intuitive. You're going to begin to get a lot of what I call downloads. You're going to begin to become more clear with your mind, become more clear with your heart. What you truly want, what you truly know, or, you know, just knowing, awareness will just come through to you. It's a very powerful technique. And this is a very powerful self-healing technique as well. Okay? So, if you are connected to Erica today, and you would like to get a little deeper, you know, with this connection, with communication, with your Trinity, with the healing of your heart and mind, you can also connect with her after the show, you know, like again, through her website, through all the social media or through my meetup. Erica is on my meetup, or you can go through my website, the personal website, which is subconsciouschannel.com. Go under practitioner listing and her phone number and her email is there. You can go and join my meetup, which lists all the classes. It is at subconsciouschannel.info. It has a listing of all the classes as well. So if you're interested to become a practitioner, you can join my class. I have in-person class this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and it's about 45 hours. And you get certification with that class as well. And you'll be able to to do the reading, to connect with your own Trinity. You can connect with other people's Trinity as well. And it's very profound because you can heal your family, your friends at the same time. Again, for those who just call in, please hang on and be patient. I can take a few more people in. So we are going to go ahead and get started. Before I get started, we always started off with this short meditation just to get everyone's energy settled in and grounded as one. All right? So now I want to ask everyone to just begin to slow down by just becoming aware of your breath. All right? So now as you listen to the sounds of my voice, let's begin to take a deep breath in and just breathe all the way down. And only thing I'm going to ask you to focus at this moment, is just your breath. So let's begin to breathe in and out slowly. And as you do so, listen to the sounds of my voice. The more relaxed you become, as you begin to just focus on your breath, slowly and deeply going in and out. You become more aware of how your beautiful breath slowly and gently flowing in through your nostrils. And let this breath expand inside of your body. And when you're ready and you begin to exhale, allow yourself to release all the stress, anxiety out with the out-breath. And each and every breath that you take in, we're going to ask this in-breath to cleanse and heal every part of your being. And as you exhale, let this out-breath take out all the impurities, anxiety, and whatever is no longer good for your body, even old energy. Slowly begin to just breathe. And just begin to notice how your body begins to slow down, little by little, and just feel how relaxed you are feeling at this moment, in and out, slowly and gently. And let's begin to breathe in again. And just feel the breath traveling down through your spine, every part of your body. And as you begin to feel relaxed at this moment, just observe your body. Pay attention. Let's begin to scan your body at this moment now from head to toe. Begin from the top of your crown. How does it feel? Do you sense any heaviness in any area in your head? And if you do, you begin to tell that part that you feel of you, and if it's just a little bit heaviness, to release and let go. With your intention to do so, you'll begin to feel lighter. And just bring and scan your awareness down through your throat, through your upper body. With the in-breath, just feel any heaviness, just begin to release it with your out-breath. So let's do that on your own. Each and every breath that you take in, those in-breaths will begin to scan every part of your body from head to toe. I'm going to ask the out-breath to take out any heaviness out with the breath. Allow this breath traveling down each and every breath that you do, it begins to feel lighter and lighter. Deeply relax at this moment. And now you begin to becoming more aware of your breath at this moment as you begin to feel your body more. We are beginning to come back into your body at this moment. Beautiful. There you go. Take another deep breath in now. And come back to your body. Just feeling wonderful all over. All right, so now we are going to begin this show so you guys can, all the listeners can just get kind of a taste, an example of what this, you know, show is all about. So I'm going to begin with the first caller, Robin. Robin, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Beautiful, Robin. Robin, we, you know, luckily we got your information, just your birthday, so that Erica can just tap into your vibration. So, Erica, I'm not sure if you get far ahead in you know, tapping Robin's energy yet or, you know, the Trinity. So let me know.
Okay. Actually, I'm good to go.
Oh, good. Very good. Erica's pretty fast. So, Erica, go ahead. You want to go ahead and share what you want to share with Robin, what you have communicated with her Trinity, and what are they saying back to you?
Okay. So when I say you're masculine and feminine, I'm talking about your creative side versus your very logical side. Mm-hmm. I picked up immediately that your feminine is, she's kind of sitting on a bench and she's mad, she's kind of sulking, and your masculine, it would be just like a couple kind of arguing back and forth, and he's like, take it if you want it. And so it, she's grumpy because she's not getting the attention that she wants, that she needs. And your masculine is saying, I don't really enjoy doing all the work either, you know, so he doesn't really want to do it. And it's talking about your career, actually, and it's saying that you want to do something in your life career-wise, but feel like there's bills to pay and there's people to care for, and I'm picking up that there could be even some stress or conflict with an authority figure in your job or a boss. And this is causing you stress because you don't want to be there anyways. And then it's added stress to even act like you want to keep the job. And I'm also picking up possibly like some heaviness in the body. So like a weight issue that is, you know, not quite where you want to be. But it feels like it has to do with this job, like you're hiding. You're not stepping out into what you truly want to do. So I went in and talked to your oversoul or your higher self, whichever you would like, and they told me, don't be so fearful of change. It's the only constant in life. It happens, and it should be expected. It only leads you to closer things that are where you want to be. When you get through it finally, you will ask yourself, why was I so scared in the first place? Because as you stepped out through the other side of the door, you're going to be more joyful. And it said to take the pressure off of you by stop believing that this is a life or death choice going on, because it's not. So that's what I picked up for you. Okay.
Good. All right, Robin, do you have any feedback for Erica or anything that you would like to share in regards to her reading?
Well, I was recently married, and I'm not employed, but I've been asking my new husband, let's start a business, whatever he wants to do, I'm on board because I'm eager to learn. And so that could be the frustration you might be feeling.
That's what you picked up. Okay, good.
And I've just recently been taking care of my mother-in-law who has Alzheimer's, and it's been a full-time job, which I've enjoyed. And then she recently left today to go into a facility, so I'm missing her quite a bit. But that job has come to an end, and so I'm wanting him to decide what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so they're saying, you know, change is normal, so kind of embrace that change, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. I just wanted to
Well, thank you for letting me read for you today.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, you know, Robin, for being here and share your beautiful energy and allow us to read. All right.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much. And good luck with you. Appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. We're
gonna
go. Beautiful. Thank you. So beautiful. We're going to go to the next person. Air code is 805. All right. Let me see. I'm going to click you on. All right. 805-300. Hello. Good evening. What is your name? Hello.
Hi. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Pam. We're going to ask you to give Erica your date of birth and just say your name so that Erica can tap in your vibration. How about that? And connecting with your Trinity.
That's great. Do you need my last name, too?
No, just Pam, and then just your name and your date of birth is good enough.
Okay, April 21st, 1958.
21st?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Pam, while Erica is connecting with your Trinity, I would like just to do a little bit of marketing about, you know, this this class, the Trinity workshop. Again, you know, nobody teaches this class. I have created this program myself last year, and I have been offering this class in person and also via telephone conference call or Skype. So if any of listener would like to be able to connect with your own Trinity as well as other people's Trinity, it's very fascinating to be able to just communicate with their thought, their mind, and their heart, as well as their oversoul. And, of course, your own as well. So my next class is going to be this Sunday in person, all right, at my place. And it's going to start at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. It is on a summer special. If you reserve it before Sunday, you get $50 off, and that's a really good deal. Now, when you complete it, you'll get a certification to be a Trinity practitioner. You can also join this Blog Talk Radio show and do the show with other people. Many people go, well, you know, would I be able to communicate, really, because, you know, they don't trust that they have that gift. Everyone has the gift. All right, all it is, you just need a technique. You just need the right template to be able to communicate with the Trinity, and I have that template for you. All right? So, and those who just call in, please be patient. The next one is 562 error code. You know, I'm going to call you next, so just be patient with us. I'll get around to you when we finish with Pam. Erica, are you done? If not, I'm going to go on with a little bit of a speech.
Yeah, I think I'm wrapping it up. Hold on just a second.
Okay, I'm just giving you a few minutes. So.
Okay, let's see here.
Good.
Yes. Okay, so I first walk in, and your masculine and feminine are actually dancing together, very balanced, waltzing around, and I hear you seem to be having a good time. What's the problem? Then I see this little dog running around, and so I do feel like you want to, there may be something to do with working with animals, or you currently work with animals, may have a crazy love for animals, some sort of association with animals. I also picked up an empty nest, and that you were seeking things, maybe wanting to learn more about certain things, and your oversoul says, just keep seeking whatever strikes your fancy. You don't have to really put a finger on anything. Part of the fun is the journey. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yours was very quick. It's like, wait a minute. It's not, there's not a whole lot going on here other than she's kind of dabbling in a few things here and there, and that's perfectly fine. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to. Right now, it's really about you have all this freedom, it feels like, to explore whatever it is that you want.
I do, and I'm happy to hear that my masculine and feminine are dancing together, because I have had this a long time ago when Tina first started readings, and it wasn't so balanced, and I do feel much, much more balanced now. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's a confirmation. Yeah, you know, just to share with the listeners, Pam, when I started Trinity was last year, I think. Yeah, last year, and about the same time at a show. And Pam, your Trinity, when other practitioners read your Trinity, it wasn't how you are right now. And you can give us a confirmation because you feel more balanced this year, right?
Exactly. I do. Yeah.
Much I do. More balanced.
And meditations from you and some gifted people that you have helped along the way have helped me get to this. So I appreciate your help as well, Tina. Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone in my group. And to see everyone grow, you know, it's just beautiful. And see everyone more balanced, it's really beautiful, and I'm happy to see that. So I was waiting for what Erica would say about your Trinity, and I kind of knew that you were coming much more balanced in this year. So it's nice to hear that confirmation from Erica to say that, because it's what I picked up as well. So this is absolutely beautiful, beautiful.
Yep.
Congratulations for your hard work, Pam.
Thank you.
I know Pam. You know, Pam was my student way back, you know, when I... 3 years ago, and there's a big change, you know, in your energy field. So it's beautiful. Congratulations for the change. And Erica, that's beautiful, the way you picked up on her Trinity. Very beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
So huge confirmation. Very good. And again, well, thank you, Pam, for being here. I mean, just, you know, wasn't, you know, just to tell you, dear, this is really make your night. I can tell that. All right. And Erica was right on with what she picked up. And I want to thank you, Pam, for being here and share your energy. Erica was really good. And again, if anyone would like to get very detailed, extensive detail with your Trinity and also with your healing, because Erica can help you out with the healing as well. We haven't touched base on the healing with Trinity yet because we don't have enough time to just kind of go through each person. It takes some time. But Erica... will be able to communicate with your Trinity and able to balance and heal, talk to your Trinity, talk to your consciousness, talk to your heart, talk to your mind and your higher self, and to keep your consciousness, you know, both your yin and yang to be in the balance. So she knows how to do that. So if you want to get into that deeper healing, please go ahead and connect with Erica. All right, and again, Erica, what is your email if you would like to share with the listeners? I'd like you to just go ahead and provide.
Yeah, you can find me through private message on Facebook at Erica Antonetti, or you can email me at erica@ericaantonetti.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Erica. All right, well, Pam, thank you for being here. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
I'm going to move to the next person. Area code is 562-818. Hello, good evening. What is your name?
My name is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And
beautiful,
you?
Claudia. Welcome to the show. We're doing great. It's great to have you on the show. Claudia, kindly, this is how we do it. Just pronounce your name and your date of birth, and basically just for a practitioner to tap into your vibration. That's it, because the sound and the word, especially the sound, will carry vibration or frequency that the listener can listen to and really tap into your energy and connecting to your Trinity. So let's begin to do that, Claudia.
Okay, my name again, Claudia, and my birthday is February 14, 1971.
Oh, you were born on Valentine's. Beautiful. All right. So just give Erica just a few minutes to communicate with your Trinity. So in the meantime, of course, we're always doing this little announcement, you know, with about this show. Please follow this blog talk because we always have a different show coming up. If you would like, go ahead and also sign up on my meetup. My meetup lists all the classes. It doesn't matter where you're at. You don't have to be in the local area or Los Angeles, because we offer classes via telephone calls, Skype, and you know, we're going to have webinar as well. So go ahead and join us, you know, because it's not going to stop you from connecting with our group. And if you would like to take these classes yourself, you'll be able to do so when I make that announcement. I also teach private one-on-one if you would like to try on and be able to have this the same ability as Erica does. Everyone can do it, you know. You just need the right proper template to do it. I never run into one student who cannot communicate with their own Trinity when they take my class. So far, everyone has been able to do so, and they have no experience in intuitive reading, you know, because I feel that everyone is energy. Go ahead, Erica, you ready?
I'm working on it. Okay. Let's see here.
Take your time. I thought it was.
Okay. So first of all, I walk in and I feel like you're a really young and vibrant energy, and I'm hearing like dance, like electronic dance music, and I'm seeing that you are quite creative. You're actually, I would not be surprised if you're not in a job or career where that is more creative than it is like logical or, you know, kind of like that boring desk job kind of thing. I see you dancing all over the place, and you actually remind me of Janine on Ghostbusters, and I'm like laughing because it's so cute. Like with the little glasses. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm saying that. And then I'm also wondering if there is a New York connection with you, because I heard New York. You will, and then your higher self says that you will have the love that you want, but you don't have to make it your focus, because by making your focus you, and you're continuing to do the things that you do, someone is going to see the light and be attracted to that. And that's how you're going to end up. I feel like this is ending up being like a love thing. I'm also hearing that miracles, believe in miracles, because this is going to kind of blindside you. You're not going to know where it's coming from. And I don't, there's a three connection, and I'm not sure what this is. It could be three children or a want for, I don't know. I'm not sure what this three connection is. But I'm seeing like there's three of something being born. So it could be, I'm really not sure what that is. It could be three children or three major projects or some sort of something that you're really involved with that you're birthing. Does that make sense to you?
Not yet. I'll see if in the third it will make sense. Yet, I only have one child.
You have one child. Do you want more?
I wanted it when I was younger, not now.
Okay. All right, yeah, keep that in your back pocket. There might be twins.
Well, you know, the birthing could be something else, too, not necessarily have to be children, a child, okay? Because when we get, you know, because these are symbolism, you know, what Erica saw, the birthing can be something that's a new creative, I mean, a new thing that happened in your life, or especially has to do with creativity. Okay, and also having to do it with the self journey, and this birthing is like the inner birth, or something that just sparked inside you. It can be a new idea, new inspiration, you know, new downloads that will just kind of spark. It could be a new passion, and this kind of shift and change your awareness and your life. So this is, you know, I would like to share the meaning of new birthing too on my end. Go ahead, Erica. Sorry for interrupting. Just kind of wanted to give a little bit of meaning of my symbolism on the birthing as well. Go ahead, Erica.
Oh, okay. I feel like this has to do, I don't feel like you're in a steady relationship. This is like I said, it feels like a love reading. Or like a romantic relationship, but it has to do with something that you do creatively that is going to end up bringing someone else into your life. So that's all I have. If you have anything else, Tina, you can jump in.
Oh, pretty much, you know, just wanted to hear what Claudia has to say with the feedback on your reading.
Okay.
On your communication. And just go ahead, Claudia.
Yes, you were right on the dancing. I love dancing. I am creative. My mind is always running, and I can barely stop. Yeah, you were right on all of that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you have a question?
Go ahead, Erica.
Do you have a New York connection? Do you know anyone who lives in New York?
No, but when I've been there, I felt that it was a very nice. I love the city.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me read for you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I also get that a lot of things going on, too. Like, there's your life seems to be sort of hectic, you know, constantly on the go most of the time, especially having to do with your family life or your security. Okay, so I get a lot of shifting energy that's moving in toward your family connection, you know. So there's been a lot of shifting and changes in your life, you know, just recently, even with the move and the change, you know. There is going to be a big change coming in your life, too, in the next few years. So just kind of, and you probably know that, too. Or have that feeling of something. You're very, very, like you say, your mind always thinking. So I would just add a little bit. It can be a little scattered, too, all right? I felt it's all over. I get a lot of worry and concern with you. Okay, you're a very strong personality, and you always, you're a mental person, very mental, and have a lot of passion. But very mental, and your mind constantly going fast, always, nonstop almost like, all right? So just kind of slow down, you know, they're telling you to slow down a bit, you know. There's some new creativity is coming in with you, and that's what I get as well, okay? So hopefully that makes sense to you.
It does. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's some changes coming in the way.
Absolutely, it's a big changes with you, yeah. So, all right, I would like to thank you, everyone. You know, we got a few callers today. Let's see, we got three. And, you know, I'm just going to open, since we have some time, I'm just going to open a call on those who we read already. We still have about maybe 10 minutes, you know, we can end a little early, but why not? I'm just going to ask, is Pam, Claudia, and Robin, since you are still on call, you've never done this before, but this is going to be fun. You guys can ask any questions you like to Erica. Who wants to go first? Let's start with Robin. Do you have any questions? Maybe one question to ask.
Anything with my romantic life?
Yeah,
anything going to settle down?
Okay, let me work on this a second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Nice. All right, so while she's working on that, you know, because she has to tap into the energy again. You know, those who are listening on the call now or later on, because this call is being recorded automatically. I just wanted to know that. So for all of you, if you want to, sometimes we can't just absorb all the information. You can get overloaded just listening to all this reading and all this information that's coming through. Nobody can remember everything. Know that this show is being recorded automatically. So you can always come back to this same link and listen to your own reading, your own show. All right? So every show is being recorded automatically. So you can always come back and re-listen to what Erica has to say about you. All right? But know that if you know any friends, just tell them about this blog talk. We have this show on a different day. I usually have it every other Thursday or whenever the practitioner can come on the show and do that. Erica, you ready for Robin?
Yeah, I am. Robin, I have a question. You said you were married, correct?
Yes, I just got married in April.
Okay, perfect. So that makes sense for me now. You are going to be the one who's the leader. So it's going to be up to you to put, to start moving forward. And he's going to be the follower in the relationship. But through that, you guys are going to solve your problems and there's going to be victory there. So, but you're not going to be able to wait on him. You're going to have to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and run the show, and then you guys will be able to flow easily that way.
And one more question. Will one of his family members start leaving us alone? We're having a lot of hardship with one trying to interfere, and we're doing fine except for that interference.
Okay. Yeah, actually, okay, so that's going to go away.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Just be patient. Just be patient. It's going to, you know, it'll go away. We'll be patient.
It's going to go away. I think what happens is you're probably feeding into it at a certain level. If you're, don't feel like you need to respond to this in any way, and you just start looking the other way, and your partners start looking the other way, and it will no longer be an issue. It will just fall away.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes,
it does.
Yes. Beautiful. All right, Pam, you got questions. Feel free to ask. We don't get to do this often, but hey, since we have a little bit more time, Erica, you're very fast at picking up information as well. So this is kind of fun. So Pam, are you there? Well, we're going to move to Claudia first. I wonder if Pam mute her phone. So we're going to go to Claudia. Claudia, you got a question that you want to ask, and we can just kind of answer your question.
Well, it's the same about the same. I want to know about love. I am single, and I haven't been able to find a partner.
Okay, this is crazy. So I'm still getting this miracle thing. Okay, I know what this means. Wait a minute. I think I know what the three means now. I'm seeing a nest egg. And there's three eggs in it, and you have one child, then you, so that third is going to be coming in. And let's see here. Let me go with this. You're going to be meeting somebody. It's belief in miracles, because I don't know where you're going to find this person at. I almost think it's going to be a friend. It feels like someone you already know, and then the relationship is going to continue to grow closer. And I also feel like you're holding on to past hurt. So the more that you work in inner stuff like meditation and work on forgiveness of other past hurts, this relationship is going to continue to flourish.
Okay, so that could be someone that I'm already seeing.
Yeah, I think you already know this person. I think that this is already someone in your circle. May not be in your close circle, but I'm pretty sure that you already know this person.
Okay. Say that again. I'm hopefully then. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. Keep believing in there.
Good. Well, Pam, are you online, Pam? All right. Well, it looks like Pam just kind of mute or just listening. So, well, you know what? I mean, we still have a little time, but it's okay because, you know, since we don't have any more callers, that's fine. This week has been kind of, actually this whole month has been kind of an unusual month with energy. I don't know if you feel that as well, Erica, but this whole month has been really strange energy to me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very big kind of off, especially this week. This has been really awesome. So, well, you know, everyone, I would like to thank you. And again, you know, just join our meetup. It's at subconsciouschannel.info. This is where we have all the class listings. Or you can go to my personal private website, which is subconsciouschannel.com. If you would like to connect with Erica, the practitioner today, for extensive reading, connecting to your Holy Trinity and also do the deep soul healing, balancing your heart and your mind, which is very, very powerful, and she can do that for you. You can also connect with her at her website, her email, at my meetup. She belongs there as well. She's anyone on a YouTube. All right. So she's all over on the social media as well. And she just wrote a book. Your book just came out. You didn't talk about your book, Erica.
Oh, no, I didn't. I just wrote a book. It's on Amazon. It was a number one bestseller called Empowered Women of Social Media, Finding Global mm-hmm. Unity in Social Community. So you can check that out and learn a little bit more about me there.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, yeah, I recall you just forgot to talk about your book. So if anyone's interested, just go to Amazon.com and pick up one copy for yourself. It's very, very nice. And I got the book myself as well. So, and just quickly, you know, I always often to forget about, you know, talk about my own personal service. I am a certified hypnotherapist, and my specialty is in past life regression and healing your soul. Work with your inner child, work with your subconscious in changing and removing your old patterns, your old habits. All right. And I have a special going on right now during summer. It's one-on-one treatment, and I have seen a lot of changes with my clients. So if you're interested, do not hesitate to email me or text me or give me a call. It's a very good special right now at 50% off. You know, my phone number is 818-667-1637. Once again, it's 818-667-1637. You can call, text me, or just email me, or just connect me with on my Meetup or personal website. All right. Erica, is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners?
Oh, nothing else. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, I would like to thank you for being here. We were supposed to have, two readers, but, you know, Yusan couldn't make it today because of her work. So I would like to thank you, everyone, for being on the call today, Robin, Pam, and Claudia, for sharing your beautiful energy. Please do tell your friends about our Blog Talk Radio show. Besides this show, and again, we also have a different show. Another show I have is Akashic Records. We may start off another show that has to do with reading chakras between two persons or lovers. This is a very fascinating one. I don't get to teach a lot of students this technique, but it is a powerful technique, and I'm going to be offering these classes more often. All right, everyone, until then, perhaps next week, you know, just follow our blog talk so you can get announcement again. It's not on our Meetup, because that's where I'm going to post the announcement for the next blog talk, because my schedule right now is very unpredictable. My blog talk radio show is not going to be on the same night on every week. So it's going to be different whenever we have a chance. All right, until then, thank you so much for being here. Everyone have a wonderful night. Thank you, Erica, for being here.
Thanks.
Totally appreciate your presence here. Thank you so much.
All right,
until
bye-bye.
Then, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.